The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody?
This is Dark Masick with Brutally Delicious, coming at you with a review of The Silent Rage's brand new album, Nuances of Life. So, completely unfamiliar with this band as I usually am, I decide to go in cold. And my first thought upon hearing some of this is, it's really great traditional metal. Parts of it seemed a little powery in that we have some fairly high-pitched vocals coming up at points, but I didn't detect any fantasy themes. And the general aesthetic was more traditional. It was down-tuned more than most power metal is. But I sort of thought of it as like 70% traditional really heavy metal meets 30% power metal. The end result sounds something like Rob Halford's solo projects, both Fight and Halford, with some Primal Fear thrown in. And I gotta say, it kicks ass. I'm mad at myself that I didn't know this band before. The production is top-notch. It sounds very crisp, but also very big. And it's often hard to strike that balance. This sounds every bit as big and boomy as Sad But True, but it doesn't at all sound muddy when they start going for fast riffs, and that's a wonderful achievement. Time to get into some songs. The opener, Serpent Lord. This is an immediate highlight. Like, I was already thinking to myself, this is going to be a great album just from track one. I'm reminded of Into the Pit by Fight, which was Halford's 90s band that had Russ Parrish, aka Satchel, from Steel Panther, along with Scott Travis. The vibes here are more traditional heavy metal, not quite like Judas Priest and Saxon, some heavier, maybe some speed metal thrown in. But there is a clear emphasis on melody. You can tell that they were not just stringing guitar riffs together. They definitely thought to themselves, how do the vocals play here? Maybe the guitar plays down for this part when the vocals are taking center stage. The song Another Fallen Dreamland. This one is a little more powery, and this could have passed for like a more traditional power metal band like Hammerfall or Primal Fear. It's not going to pass for Rhapsody. The vocals really reminded me of Stu Block. It's that same kind of very melodic, vocal-focused heavy metal that just doesn't devolve into cheesiness or storming the U.S. Capitol. The feeling I got when I first heard those vocals and thought, gee, this sounds like Stu Block. If someone could bottle that, they would put Viagra out of business. Moving on, Ghost of a Wayward God. I love the ending in this song. They bring in the double bass drumming just for the outro. That's a classic heavy metal parlor trick. I think I've brought it up a couple times in my earlier reviews, but it really works here. And lastly, the song Black Monday. I want to know what this song is about, because I'm not familiar with any kind of Black Monday in any mythos ever. It's a great ballad turned rocker, you know, starts off fairly mellow and then gets heavy. And as soon as it does get heavy, I just love the aesthetic there. I'm again reminded of the monstrously big production of something like Sad But True without devolving into cheesiness or trite songwriting. So come December of this year, I anticipate I will be including this album in my top however many of 2023. There's only one other album released this year that I'm confident will also be on that list. That's the new Twilight Force at the Heart of Wintervale. So to be in league with that for a power metal nerd like me is high praise. It's funny. A couple days before this, I was complaining to some friends that there's not a lot of like classic sounding bands. There are bands that try to sound classic, but they never actually do. This band, it's really hard to explain. I wouldn't call it derivative. I'm not going to call it throwback, but it's a great continuation of traditional heavy metal in the way that, like, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is a continuation of the style of sitcom that Seinfeld was, but is not ripping it off. They took it to a way more extreme thing. This is a rare case where I'm going to go ahead and disagree with the Metal Archives genre label. They labeled this band as, I think, melodic power metal. I heard this and I thought really great heavy metal, maybe with some power influences. I'm not gatekeeping with this. I'm just saying this band shouldn't be pigeonholed. I think they just produced a great metal album. Rock on, dudes.
Welcome to us talking about our podcast for a minute.
What's the name of that podcast?
That's Axe to Grind. And right now you're going to be getting a little taste of it, right down to the shaky microphone and all.
And my name's Bob.
And my name's Patrick. And usually we're joined by Tom.
Tom's the best. Tom has a real grown-up job that requires him to be at work, but we talk about decidedly not-so-grown-up things like...
hardcore music and things that people that like hardcore music tend to like.
So that could be the latest shows, revisiting classic material, talking about the new classics, all the little dorm room nonsense that you imagine from a niche music podcast that you either love, want to love, or hate.
Yeah, imagine all the emotions that you have towards a genre that has impacted your life, and then condense them down to an hour to 2 hours a week.
So triangulate your speakers, think about jumping off the bed, singing along, dancing like an idiot, and listen to Axe to Grind podcast.